My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. He's also a practicing physician and represents the Pelican State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is investigating a number of things related to the Obama administration's loan guarantee program when it comes to so-called green energy businesses. Solyndra is sort of the poster child for this, having received $535 million in guaranteed government loans. However, the company failed anyway. And in the past couple of weeks, we've been reporting on a number of other energy firms that have met similar fates. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg. Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you back. Let's start with the latest on Solyndra. This is the focal point of the work I know from the investigative subcommittee of the Energy Committee. And the latest development here seems to be that not everything demanded by the committee in terms of a subpoena is being handed over by the Obama administration. What do you make of that, and what explanation are you getting as for why all the documents aren't forthcoming?
Well, first, it's ironic. An administration that promised to be transparent and to account for every dime spent through the stimulus plan is exerting executive privilege, or so to speak, they don't have to give us the documents when it comes to emails regarding the Solyndra plan. And that's concerning because, frankly, there is indications that clear signals that the loan to Solyndra should not be made were overlooked. And there certainly seems to be a suggestion of politics trumping policy. So this is exactly when the American people should have transparency. So the Energy and Commerce Committee is threatening to issue a subpoena, which will hopefully force the White House to submit the documents.
I assume they wouldn't have been requested if you didn't have some idea of what was in them. You mentioned a moment ago they were emails related to advice to the administration that this might not be the best investment. Any more specificity on what you expect to find there if you ever get your hands on it?
There's a fellow named George Kaiser, who is a billionaire, big supporter of President Obama, major contributor, who is also a major investor in Solyndra. He visited the White House 17 times while this loan, between the beginning of the administration up until when the company went bankrupt. And the administration insisted that none of those meetings had anything to do with Solyndra. There have been some emails released, I guess today, in which Mr. Kaiser communicates with others, and it's clear that there is discussion with the White House regarding Solyndra. I don't know if anything was done that's inappropriate, but certainly the topic came up. And the administration was insisting the topic did not even come up. So I think that sort of makes the American people think maybe we should know some more.
Congressman, in terms of the administration's public response to this, it's been very, very limited. The only time I know of that the president has addressed it in public was at a press conference where he essentially said that there was not really any smoke or fire to this, that it was an investment that didn't work out, but some work out and some don't. It's as simple as that. How do you respond to his characterization?
We do know the vice president's office was involved, as an example, because some of these emails that are now released indicate Vice President Biden was aware of the issue, at least his staff was, and that they were involved. We don't know the president was. That said, there's a difference between private investors making an investment which they know they're going to lose money on, and the federal government awarding money for a business plan, which even people involved in the renewable industry were saying was a business plan which probably wasn't very good. Again, it suggests that politics is trumping policy. Now, it's okay if a private investor goes bankrupt. It's her money or his money. But when it's the federal taxpayer's money, I think there has to be a higher standard of scrutiny and less forgiveness if things are done wrong.
As I mentioned before, Congressman, there's been a few other firms that seem to be headed down Solyndra's path. Some are already there, having declared bankruptcy. The total price tag that we know of for government guaranteed loans to these firms that have failed or are about to fail is about $2 billion and could go higher. So do you sense a systemic problem here, or is this just a handful of investments out of many that went bad?
The Obama administration was quite upfront about it. They were going to use stimulus money to try and create a green energy industry. What they didn't say was that they were going to create a market for green energy. Now, I am all for renewables if renewables can be sustained by the market. But it's becoming increasingly clear that the market was not there for many of the products that the federal government, the Obama administration, was using federal taxpayers' money to subsidize. That's just a bad paradigm. And we also know, history tells us, that any time you put a lot of federal money out there, there is the potential for politics to trump policy. And that's where we really have to be concerned. Is it politics that's driving these decisions as opposed to what's really good policy?
We're talking with Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy. And Congressman, in our remaining moments here, just want to divert a little bit, but staying on the energy subject, ever since the Deepwater Horizon disaster of 2010, the efforts of exploration in the Gulf of Mexico have obviously been limited by this administration. This week, we heard a little bit more of what this administration plans to allow in the Gulf. What do you make of it?
Well, the administration is going to allow some drilling in outer continental shelf. There were some areas previously approved for development, which I am told, because I've not read the formal document, have been taken out of development, if you will. Now, that concerns me for a variety of reasons. First, we would like to promote our own energy security. But secondly, it is a tremendous creator of blue-collar jobs. There was an article in the paper recently how it is men, non-college educated, who are between, say, 18 and 30, who are hardest hit by this current recession. I know from experience that in oil and gas development, we provide good jobs with good benefits for blue-collar workers. The fact that the administration would limit that potential tells me they limit the potential for blue-collar workers to find good jobs with good benefits. So for a variety of reasons, I want to maximize this. I'm glad they're approving some. I wish they'd approve all.
Congressman, a lot to discuss and cover on a lot of different fronts here. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, also a practicing physician, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, represents his state's 6th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.